Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
43-7, our final score. Nettleton defeats Mountain Home tonight, and Bob, is a rough one. The Bombers just never could get on track offensively, and Nettleton, we talked about the defense. They had not given up a touchdown. They had gone 7, 8, 9, 10 quarters before Mountain Home scored on them. They went 10 quarters without a touchdown. Played well tonight.
They played well. We knew coming in that the defensive front was tough. They had all of them coming back from last year. And, you know, non-conference, we've had three decent opponents for non-conference. You know, Sheridan was pretty good, better than what they have been in the past. And Harrison was real good last week. And Nettleton is continuing, you know, how they played last year. So, you know, off week next week, and you just try to get better.
Exactly. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award tonight. Pete's Cleaner is located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. They offer dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your Dirty Jersey clean as well. And Bob and I were in total agreement on this one. It's going to be that new young man, Jose Alonso, the senior, the foreign exchange student, came in. Bob, he played very well tonight.
Played very well tonight, you know, for a foreign exchange student and who are normally kickers or specialty players one way, to come in and play at a defensive spot and do as well as he did, that speaks volume for that young man.
He's going to get the Dirty Jersey Award of the evening. We'll take one more break, come back and wrap this one up in just a moment. 43-7, our final score. Nettleton gets the win. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
43-7 final score. Nettleton gets the win. Let's get our drive of the game. Brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. Drive of the game. That touchdown drive from Mountain Home late in the fourth quarter. An 11-play, 60-yard drive, and Junior Williams got going there. And Bobby, you always try to find something to talk about, to work towards the next game. And you got 2 weeks before you play again, and this is going to be a tough one going into that. But you got a touchdown there late, and again, you try to build on that.
You try to build on the positives, and, you know, try to get better and find things that you can get better at, and you get rid of some of the stuff you can't do, and you just try to do those things as well as you can.
Let's get our final game stats tonight, thanks to Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin. Boy, they are lopsided. 420 yards of offense for Nettleton, 132 for Mountain Home. Nettleton now gains Mountain Home by about roughly 290 yards or so. The Bombers 0 of 6 through the air. Nettleton 7-11. They get 142 yards through the air. The rest of theirs, 278, came on the ground this evening on just 27 carries. They average 10 yards a carry on the evening. Nettleton improves to 3-0 on the season. The Bombers fall to 0-3. A bye week next week. No game next week. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back here. And Jonesboro will be in town. And last check, they were losing to that much improved Conway team.
Yes, they were. They were down at halftime, I believe.
But we know Jonesboro is a good ball club. They beat Batesville last week. And Randy Coleman always does a good job over there. So we'll see how they are here in a couple of weeks. That's going to do it for the broadcast. Again, 43-7, our final score. Matt will check the scores for us around the state coming up here in just a little bit. That's it from the stadium. For Bob Bird and for Matt Sharp, our producer of the station, Brad Haller, saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening one more time from the studio. We're glad you're joining us here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. And another tough night for Mountain Home as they fell to Nettleton by a score of 43-7. Bombers fall to 0-3 on the season. And as Brad said, they will be off next week. And then they'll start conference play the week after that against Jonesboro. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy is leading Batesville 26-9 in the third quarter. Jonesboro trailing Conway 17-10. That was the last score we had at halftime. Wampus Cats came into this game ranked fifth in the state overall. Jacksonville playing at Little Rock Catholic. Have not seen a score update on that one this evening. Sylvan Hills playing against McClellan, the fourth-ranked team in Class 5A down at Little Rock. And I believe it is McClellan up 14-7 in the third quarter. Pine Bluff, who is ranked third in Class 6A, getting a tough challenge from Watson Chapel. Last score we had, the two teams were knotted up at 14 at the break. Marianne leading Little Rock Parkview 12-7 at halftime. And West Memphis, who is ranked second in the Class 6A, is playing at Blytheville. And the last score we had, it was the Blue Devils up 21-0 at halftime. On the local level, right now it's a rough night for Yellville Summit. Last score we had was at halftime. The Panthers were trailing Salem 38-0. I tell you, Salem has got a running back, Jordan Turner, that a lot of teams in the 2A-3 conference are going to have to watch out for this year. Melbourne playing at home against Cave City. Have not seen a score update on that one. Marshall was trailing Mayflower, the fifth-ranked team in Class 3A, 53-0 at halftime. Mountain View is idle this week. And Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, up on Siloam Springs by a score of 35-7 in the fourth quarter. Also on the local level, up just across the state line, a big game for West Plains tonight playing against Camdenton. Both of those teams are ranked right now, and it is the Zizzers up at halftime, 21-7. Hollister trailing Springfield Catholic 35-0 through three quarters. If not seeing a score between Forsyth and Greenfield, Branson and Ozark are scoreless in the third quarter. And Ava at home against Mountain Grove hadn't seen a score on that one this evening either. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 teams that we have yet to mention, number one, North Little Rock. down in Louisiana playing Evangel Christian. Haven't seen a score on that one this evening. Number two, Bryant, is up on Bentonville West, 17-7 at halftime. Third-ranked Fayetteville is idle this week. Number four, Fort Smith Northside, is leading Van Buren 32-14 in the third quarter. Number four, number six, Pulaski Academy, that is, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, just beating up on Ridgeway down in over in Tennessee. It is the Bruins up 49-14. That was the last score we saw at halftime. Number seven, Cabot, is up on the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A, El Dorado, 14-10 in the second quarter. That game experienced a long delay because of weather. And number one, Greenwood, who is also number nine, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, is up on the 10th-ranked team in the state, Fort Smith Southside, 31-13 in the third quarter. There is one other game involving a top-10 team tomorrow. Number eight, Bentonville, will be down in Texas tomorrow to face Aledo. In the Class 6A Top 5, there's one other team we haven't yet mentioned, and we won't be mentioning much because number 4, Benton, is idle this week. In the Class 5A Top 5, among the teams we haven't gotten to, number 2, Little Rock Christian, is idle this week. Number 3, Texarkana, was leading Texarkana, Texas, 16-13 at halftime. And among the Class 4A Top 5, Number one, Warren's game at Stuttgart was canceled because of the weather. Second-ranked Joe T. Robinson was idle this week. Number three, Nashville, is playing against DeQueen this evening. Let's see if I can find the score on that one. In the second quarter, it was the Scrappers up on DeQueen, 29-7. Number four, Rivercrest, leading Valley View, 24-7 in the fourth quarter. Number five, Arkadelphia. I believe they are still trailing win. Yes, in the fourth quarter, it is the Yellow Jackets up on the Badgers, 21-14 in the final period. Arkadelphia is actually tied with Southside Batesville for that number five ranking, and the Southerners are idle this week. Among the Class 3A top five schools that we haven't yet gotten to, number one, Boonville, is leading Pottsville, I believe, right now, 28-20 in the third quarter. So the Apaches actually giving Boonville kind of a tough matchup tonight. Number two, Clinton, is facing the fifth-ranked team in Class 2A, Conway Christian. And I believe the Yellow Jackets are up right now, 49-21 in the final period. Third-ranked Prescott is idle this week. And number four, McGee, is trailing Dumas 22-6 in the third quarter. And among the Class 2A top five schools that we haven't yet gotten to, number one, Mount Ida, playing at Jesseville this evening, and it is Mount Ida up 21-6 in the final period. Second-ranked Foreman is, I believe, leading Parker's Chapel this evening. See if I can find the score on that one. Actually, that game got postponed because of the weather. And number three, the game between number three, Hazen, and Bearden was canceled this evening because of the weather. And number four, Junction City, is idle this week. So that is a look at what else has been going on in the state and in the area. Hey, be sure and join us tonight at 10 o'clock. Rex Nelson will be along from 10 until midnight tonight to bring you all the scores around the state of Arkansas during the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Friday night scoreboard. So be sure you tune in for that tonight at 10 o'clock here on Classic Hits 101.7. So I want to again remind you tonight, Mountain Home falls to Nelton. They will be off next week and play Jonesboro in 2 weeks to open up 6A East action. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast for Brad Hallworth and Bob Bird out at the stadium. And for everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score, the Nelton Raiders 43, the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Bombers Post Game Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.